If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So both in that reading from the prophet Daniel and Jesus' words in the gospel today, this connection between truth and freedom, these virtues, these values, these slogans, which often get thrown around in our contemporary culture and politics, but Christ anchors them in the truth with a firm foundation. And what's interesting in this passage, the very first line is, Jesus is speaking to those who believed in him. So these Jews had some level of faith in who Jesus is, yet they still were confused about the reality of his word and sin and slavery and truth and freedom. So it's a good reminder for us, especially those of us with the grace to come to Mass every day, to never grow tired of pursuing the truth and pursuing the freedom that comes from the truth. Never kind of resting on the fact that I know what's going on and I have some belief, but constantly allowing the Lord to draw us deeper into the truth of who he is. If you remain in me, let the word of God remain. What kind of, sad words? My word had no room among you. Maybe some of the saddest words in all the gospel. But Jesus tells these believers that my word has no room among you, which makes us think of the birth, the incarnation, where there was no room for Christ among the Jews. So do we make room for the word of God? As it is, not as we want it to be, not as it's comfortable, and not only the parts that we agree with, but the complete word of God. And the season of Lent is a beautiful time, right, of purification, of getting rid of all of the extra stuff so that God's word can be the true animating principle, the true foundation of our life. Because Jesus is clear here about the connection of sin and slavery. And it's the slavery of the interior life, the slavery of our hearts that really cause the damage in our life, that really lead us to death. And we choose slavery. When we choose pride and selfishness and self-sufficiency and anger and disobedience, and searching for my own good and doing what's best for me. All of these things, all of these current virtues and values in our world lead us to slavery. Are we willing to forego everything the world is promoting as good to live in the true freedom of the sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father? Even if it means, like the three young men in the first reading, we get thrown in a fiery furnace. Even if it means, like Jesus, that standing for the truth leads us to the cross. Are we willing to undergo the persecution that is sure to come when we stand for what is good and true and beautiful? Are we willing? Do we have the faith in who God is to stand for the truth regardless? The powerful witness of those three young men, the friends of Daniel, who refused, "Is it true that you will not serve my God or worship the golden statue that I set up?" This is what got them in the fire. This dominating, governing force came in and set up a new worship system. Is it any different than the world we're living in? Any different than our American government, our American politics, contemporary culture, setting up false gods, primarily in the area of sexual morality, of gender, of marriage, and then baiting us into debates about all kinds of things? Are we willing to undergo the fire that's sure to come for us if we stand up for what's true. And this is where those words of Jesus in the gospel to those who believed in him. And he spoke sternly to them, drawing them into a deeper, more confident faith to let go of the preconceived notions of how things should be and who their identity was tied to, so that we can truly surrender completely to the person of Jesus Christ, for he is the truth. So we pray for that grace, for the courage, the confidence to stand up for what is true, even if it means the fiery furnace, even if it means the crucifixion. This is what Christ is inviting each one of us into. This is what's expected of us as disciples of Jesus Christ, to stand up for the truth, even if it means death. As we approach Holy Week, where we walk with Christ step by step on this journey to the cross, let's pray for the grace to accompany him. And as we approach the holy altar to receive the Eucharist, let's remember who he is, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.